That's right. Up the hill. Are you with me? Good. Did you take care not to touch them directly? Smallpox is very contagious.
Yes, sir, Colonel Bouquet, but why collect the blankets? Why don't we just burn them along with the dead?
With Pontiac's defeat, Fort Pitt is ours, but we still have thousands outside our walls who may take up arms. Why sacrifice our soldiers in this pestilential war when we can actually use pestilence to our advantage? We need only distribute the infested blankets to the Indians, illness will set in, and the war will be won. Clean out those last two barracks, and then saddle up my horse.
Yes, sir.
Out of sight. I've never seen buildings so tall. We look up and it's like a mountain in the middle of the road. And what's the deal with the street names? Cool people?
Well, you've got Bouquet. He was a total bastard. But Aliquippa, very cool. An Iroquoian leader born in about 1680. She led and protected mostly Seneca and Cayuga people, moving them to places like McKee's Rocks and then McKeesport to stay safe. She lived for something like 70 years. The British dubbed her Queen Aliquippa.
Oh, she was a big deal.
She was a very big deal. She met George Washington when he was just 21 on a diplomatic mission for the King of England. He failed to stop and pay her respect when he passed through her territory, and so he returned with a match coat, a decorated blanket, oh, and a bottle of rum.
Man, I wonder what rum even tasted like back then. Were they allies after that?
Her loyalty to the English helped set into motion a series of events that facilitated the start of the French and Indian War, eventually leading the English to control most of North America and set the stage for the American Revolution.
Oh my god, show off.
Oh, I am gonna ace this test.
You should now be at the corner of Bouquet and Fifth Avenue.
Okay, I might have felt a little like the universe was testing me this year, but I wasn't even worried when I broke my ankle, honestly.
Well, I was.
I mean, yeah, okay, maybe I was a little, but come on, there's a UPMC building on like every street corner. You literally could have carried me there if you had to.
And I almost had to.
Nearly anyone around would have been able to. Like, 70% of the people on Forbes are in scrubs.
UPMC is the biggest private employer in the region.
No way.
They've had some heavy back and forth trying to bust unionization efforts and avoid paying taxes. In 2013, they actually claimed they had no employees to keep their tax exempt status.
Are you kidding me?
Most workers at UPMC get their medical insurance from UPMC, so they end up owing their own employer money for their hospital bills.
That sounds like when coal companies set prices at the company store.
Yep.
When I'm home in Philly watching national news, it's pretty much sunshine and roses, UPMC making some big announcement like once a week.
Well, they can certainly claim the Jonas Salkin polio vaccine.
Huge COVID-19 efforts.
Plus a lung cancer robot.
You made that up.
Nope. A lung cancer robot.
Like a little tiny robot that goes inside your lungs? It's cool, but also a little bit terrifying.
You think that's scary? There used to be a radium plant right here on campus, the Parkland building. It was so radioactive, they had to decontaminate the whole place. Cost millions.
You're like a bad news buffet today. I was happier talking about my broken ankle.
Now Next, turn right and continue walking until you see the university store on your right. Then take a right into the open quad. Begin audio track 3.